AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Police in Baltimore conceding they made mistakes in the arrest and transport of a suspect who was seriously injured and later died. Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says paramedics should have been called for Freddie Gray before he was put in a police van.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention, and he did not.
Police also say Gray should have been buckled in when he was in that van. At some point, either during the arrest or the ride in the police wagon, Gray suffered a mysterious spinal injury that led to his death. Authorities say they're trying to figure out when and how that happened. New video is raising questions about a 2013 Florida police shooting.
I thought it was a little gun coming at me, and I just threw three rounds. He turned around and ran and fell.
That's Palm Beach County Deputy Adams Lynn on the day he shot and paralyzed an unarmed suspect. Lynn says the suspect didn't comply with commands to raise his hands, but in the newly released dash cam video, no commands are heard before Lynn shoots. Lynn's lawyer says a microphone must not have captured the audio. Lynn says he thought the suspect pointed a gun. All that was found in the man's hand was a cell phone. A University of Florida frat has been suspended after its members allegedly did some very nasty things to a group of war vets at a Panama City resort.
Apparently, after drinking profusely, the fraternity members started harassing the wounded warriors. The event said that the fraternity members were insulting them, some spat at them, stole their flags. Apparently, one fraternity member urinated on a flag. And they were also apparently vomiting off of balconies onto people.
The young men belong to Zeta Beta Tau. Former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner is telling the world that he is a woman. He came out in a 2020 interview with Diane Sawyer. This is AP Radio News. In L.A., thousands of people marched to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Ottoman Empire's killing of an estimated 1.5 million Armenians. Armen Tavi was part of today's six-mile walk from L.A.'s Little Armenia to the Turkish consulate. He says the slaughter should have been a wake-up call for the world.
We must never forget. The first genocide happened. The Holocaust would not have happened had people recognized the first genocide.
The march came as President Obama, for the seventh year in a row, stopped short of calling the 1915 killings a genocide. The Pope has called what happened a genocide, and earlier this month, Germany took a step to do the same. Two sisters who'd been missing for nearly 2 weeks in a frigid and remote part of Michigan's Upper Peninsula are being checked out at a hospital after they were found alive but weak. Their Ford Explorer got stuck near Lake Superior in an area with no cell service. The sisters survived on Girl Scout cookies and snow. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.